And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studio. And our guest, Captain Russ Braswell, unfortunately had a family emergency to attend to, so you're stuck with us. Rock God Rick and Pete right here. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing here, talking tackle, and we'll be talking about all the Let's Talk Hookup trips coming up this year. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in a big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Oh! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, having a great time here. You know, as we said, our guest scheduled, Captain Russ Braswell from the Shogun, had a family emergency, unfortunately, not able to be here today, and we certainly wish Russ well.
Thinking about you, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But so you're
stuck with us.
Yeah. Rock Cod, Rick, and Pete here, and a lot to talk about. You know, they're still biting, right?
Dude, it is just crazy. It's crazy what's going on, and we say it in the tackle store all the time, and it's true, and it's especially true this year about running out of fishermen before running out of fish. It is. It's not only biting. There is some crazy big grade of tuna biting right now. I mean, today, right this second, they're biting. It's offshore, and it's a ways away, and it's. I think that when the fish are close, obviously the big thing is the season. You know, everybody knows when it's August, it's fishing time, and we're all going, and you know, kids are out of school, and there's all these other factors that we always talk about. And I think part of the hype is when it's close to home. You know, the booger's getting them on a three-quarter day, and all the one-day guys are catching them, and guys are taking their skiffs out, and you're just hearing about it from all these different sources. So maybe it's more in your face, and it gets all of us pumped up. I know it does for me. You know, it gets us all pumped up. But right now, the fishing is still really, really good.
Yeah.
It's just difficult to do unless you're on a sport boat or have a boat that's got some range and some ability.
Some squid.
And that's the X factor, exactly. If we could just get squid and go out there and get them, it'd be one thing. But you've got to have squid to make that big bluefin thing happen. And it's west. You know, it's a long ways west. And west isn't an easy...
Miles from everywhere.
West isn't an easy direction. You know, going down the beach is one thing, but you've got to get out. You've got to get squid either bought or made, and then you've got to get there in time and make it happen. And that's not an easy program to pull off right
now. Yeah, no doubt about it. But if you get there and you get the right weather window, I heard boats leaving last night. I know Fisherman's Landing and Point Loma Sport Fishing sent some boats on a day-and-a-half trip, and they're out there right now probably catching tuna.
I know Point Loma did for sure. I know everybody at Fisherman's Landing is just pining to go. But, you know, the boats schedule their maintenance periods basically a year in advance, and most of the boats that would be fishing, I know out of Fisherman's right now, are all in their maintenance, they're in their maintenance period, or Scott Mizell from the Condor will give him a congratulations on his honeymoon, so he's out, and the rest of the boats are all doing
That's
maintenance.
Where
so,
Scott
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Captain Benny Florentino's on the line. Good morning, Benny. Benny, we have you. There we go. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Benny?
I got you loud and clear. Hey, I just wanted to call in for a couple reasons. One, you know, I was at San Clemente Island. I know there's this killer bluefin bite out there on the Tanner. For me, it's 90-plus miles from Long Beach, but I've been kind of keeping my trips to the islands, both San Clemente Island and Catalina. But I was out at San Clemente yesterday and had just gorgeous weather. The bass bite there has still been, it's just epic fall bass bite, you know, over 100 calicos up to 6 pounds.
Oh man, I want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, all weedless, you know, throwing that MC 8-inch weedless bait. And, we also got into some yellows. There's a really good grade of yellowtail there that I've been seeing for the last few months. And again, you know, if you don't have time to get on one of those boats and pull on one of those big bluefin or yellowfin, you could come out and catch a bunch of yellowtail and all the bass you want out at San Clemente. And we left yesterday at about 4:30 and got back to the ramp about 6, a little bit after 6, to give you an idea how the weather was. So
ooh,
it was epic,
man.
Epic fishing.
So rad.
Yeah,
so,
and today's another good day. Of course, a little storm coming in starting tomorrow, so little thing. How do you think that's going to affect? There seems to be a little bit of wind on that. Is that going to affect that bite out there?
Well, you know, water temp on the way out was 67 and change, you know, between
so
Long
rad.
Beach and Cat. And at Clemente on the west end, which is generally a little bit colder, you know, I had 65 and change, 64, you know, high 64, 65. So November, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So now... Yeah. Coastal Charters, you're going to be taking more people out to Clemente? Of course, we always get our great weather windows here in November, December to do those trips, and such a fun trip. I've done it with you a few times and just itching to go do that with you. Are you going to be able to take some people out there based on the weather?
Oh, fortunately for me this week, I'm jugged except for Thanksgiving, so everybody, you know, is itching to go go bass fishing that can't make that, you know, that run for the bluefin. This is the time of year where you get this hardcore, calico guys fishing artificials for bass and, you know, bonus yellows. So, I mean, heck, last time I was there about a week or so ago, we were fishing the A-rig for bass, you know, catching like 2-pounders with a 6-pounder on there.
Oh.
And we were also hooking yellows, you know, up to like 20 pounds. So, there's a lot of good volume of yellows there, at the island. And, like I said, the fall bass fishing, I mean, you get them anywhere from 1 pound to 8 pounds. So it's really, really fun fishing right now. And like you said, Pete, the weather window for us this time of year for California is just epic. You just can't, you know, in a skiff to do, you know, 60 miles and do it within 2 hours. It's pretty epic. So, I do have people coming out. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Now you're going to, you have spots available in December?
I have spots available in December. The weekends are really filling up. And then of course around the holidays, when people get that, cabin fever, holiday family overload, you know, I do start booking pretty quick. So if somebody wants to get with me, you know, number one, I'll be at the Bassathon at Anglers Marine today.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big freshwater event. You know, showing off some of the 2017 saltwater boats. I can give you a tour of what my boat looks like. But yes, they can get a hold of me at Bassathon today, all day today. I'll probably be at the Shimano booth or hanging out at one of the 2510, Rangers or any of the saltwater boats, or they can reach me at fishcoastalcharters.com or my number 310-779-0397. And, boy, I appreciate the time, Pete. And, you know, you guys are right. Whether you want to go tuna fishing, sea bass fishing with all that squid, and then, you know, calico bass fishing at the islands, don't put your rods up. Our season never ends, you know, so get out there and go fishing.
No doubt about it. Before we let you go, Benny, I wanted to ask you, what type of latest and greatest Shimano gear are you fishing those bass with? What's the setup that people want to go bass fishing that they should put together?
Oh, good call.
Well, I tell you, you know, for the last few months, I've been testing something that you'll see soon that I can't talk about.
Ah, come on!
You know, anything from spinning to casting. But the main outfit I'm using, you know, again, I've been fishing those Terramars and helped field test them, the Terramar 80MH. And, of course, I'm going high-end with that Conquest 400, throwing, you know, Corey's 8-inch weedless bait, you know, and fishing 80-pound with 50-pound leader. You know, those fish are mean fish, and we're starting to see some bigger ones bite. So that is the ideal setup to go fish those calicos out at San Clemente Island right now.
Wow. Conquest is an unbelievable reel, isn't it? It's high-dollar item, but boy, oh boy, is it worth it.
Nothing nicer.
It's just like the Stella. You know, you want the best machinery out there for fishing. I know it's bass, but, you know, you got guys fishing 1,000 or 2,000 Stellas fishing trout. I think if you're serious about, you know, the engineering that Shimano puts into those Conquests, man, that's the reel. And I tell you, when my guests come aboard and they get to try that reel, it's automatic. You know, it's automatic. They love that thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, you said the S word, spinning.
I thought you were going to catch that.
Plastic?
Robbie's put me to work in field testing some new rods out there. And boy, I think the anglers, I think this Fred Hall show coming up in March is going to be just incredible for the anglers out there with all the product. I mean, one, there's so many things to choose from, but from Shimano, there's going to be so many new products that are saltwater focused that you can cross over to freshwater. But I think us West Coast guys are going to be very, very happy of what Shimano did this year to really improve the anglers out here. But spinning, I've been fishing, you know, it's funny, a couple weeks ago, I went out to Clemente and fished with a 90MH Terramar and a Tranx. That was my surface iron rig. I had 4 spinning outfits, all fishing the weedless, the small weedless, the new Colt Sniper Jerk, and even throwing the surface iron with with a longer spinning rod.
Right,
with a Twin Power 14,000. It was pretty. It was, you know, to just, you know, from our conventional open face reel to fish spinning, it's going to open some eyes to anglers that maybe isn't as proficient at throwing that Tranks or a Trinidad 20 or 16 or even a Torium. I think it's really going to give some opportunity to those anglers that just aren't proficient at throwing the open face, but they can wing, I mean, with a Twin Power or even a Saragossa 8 and 10,000, just wing a surface iron a mile and still be as successful as us guys that like throwing the 9 and 10 footers, you know. So, spinning outfits are always on the boat now.
Straight Power Pro to fluorocarbon leader?
Yeah, I'm fishing, again, on those bigger reels, the 10s and the 14s, 80-pound Max Quattro. I'm putting a Seaguar 50-pound or even 60-pound. And the cool thing is I've been working with these this company called Tactical Anglers. They have a cool clip that you can interchange jerkbait, surface iron, swim bait, whatever you may be, and just absolutely changing on the fly clips instead of clipping down your leader every time you have to retie. This thing, it's the one clip that I have, it's rated to 125, so it's got a lot of power, and it's really, really easy for anybody to clip on a bait and take it off, especially when you're changing from bass color surface iron to yellowtail color surface iron. You could really just change over really quick. So, but yeah, heavy line. You know, we're not messing around out there because you never know when you're going to hang a big yellow when you're fishing bass, because they're always lurking around. So, heavy line, stout rod, and hammer the drag.
You know, Benny, that's one thing you talked about, heavy line, that I think a lot of people don't realize, that guys like yourself that are fishing a lot of bass and tournament fishing and all the things combined, I think a lot of people don't realize how heavy of line you're fishing for calico bass. And if you grew up half-day fishing and catching bass, it was always 12-pound. You know, fish 12-pound or 20-pound. You know, 20-pound was the heavy line. I think a lot of people don't realize, especially fishing big reaction baits like that, you can fish seriously heavy leader, and the need for retying goes down. The need for worrying about putting on new leaders goes down. When you have a piece of 50 or 60-pound and you're fishing reaction bites, I don't know that you get any less bites, but you're prepared if and when a big one does climb on.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point, Ricky, especially, I mean, you've been down to Cedros and you're fishing, you know, 80 with 60, because you never know when a 40-pound yellow is going to smoke you on the beach. I mean, that happened to me last year where we're fishing calicos and all of a sudden I hook a 40-pounder on a cold sniper jerk on a, you know, a Corrado 300 and 80-pound braid and 60-pound leader, because you just never know.
Yeah.
And same thing when you're fishing the islands. You never know when you're going to hook a 20-pound yellow or a 50-pound sea bass or just that trophy calico. Those fish don't care anything about, unlike your pelagics that are really susceptible, as we saw this year, where you needed 20, 25, and 20-pound leader to get bit in a small hook, where these guys, only thing they focus in on is that bait that's making them as mad as possible. They just want to eat and kill. I mean, they're focused in so much on the bait, everything is moot, you know, when you look at the way those fish bite.
Yeah. It's not like it takes 50-pound to land that fish, but you know, if you're fishing lighter line, and just think about what you're asking of that bait, hundreds of casts, you know, you're putting a lot of stress on the line, and then lots of bites, you got teeth, you know, that are grinding down the line, it's running through kelp, it gets tangled up, you pull it out, there's so many things. I mean, if you were fishing whatever 20-pound on your first cast and you hook that fish, you'd probably have no problem, but as you catch each fish and your knot gets stressed and your line gets chafed and all these things, you don't know when your 7-pounder or your 9-pounder or your fish of a lifetime, your 10-pounder is going to bite it. You don't know if it's going to be on your first cast or your first fish or your 200th cast or your 50th fish. And if that line is worn down over a bunch of casts and a bunch of knots, and then you hook the big one that you're hoping to and he buries you in the kelp, now your 20-pound has been whittled down to 6-pound because it's been chewed on by a bunch of fish and it goes away. Fishing 50-pound or 60-pound, you don't need to worry about that. You know, the little bit of chafe isn't going to end your game.
That's an excellent point, Rick. And, you know, you just never know when, you know, you got that lure in the water. It could be your personal best. And I can't count how many personal bests that were caught this year with me based on having the right tackle, the right knots, And, you know, the simple thing of just checking your line after you do get in the bad stuff, especially when you're fishing shallow in the boilers, you know, you just never know when that fish is going to kind of put a little nick in your fluorocarbon. That could be the difference between success and failure. So, and that's why we fish heavy, because some of that kelp at Clemente is healthy, unlike some of the stuff on the beach that's kind of sick and tired and you know, just
nice
dying.
Nice to see it,
you know,
come
that's
back,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's great. The weedless fishing feed is just outstanding.
Oh,
so,
that sounds good, doesn't
you know,
it?
Those fish are coming out, you know, out of the water, tail back, the whole thing, and you see like a half dozen chasing it, it's, I tell you, nothing better than that. And, you know, yesterday we had same thing with the yellows. There was three or four of them chasing the jig, trying to eat the jig, and that was definitely a reflection back to Cedros. But it's good to see that. Again, you know, the tuna fishing's great. It's epic. It'll never probably happen in our lifetime. But I tell you, I go back to my roots. I mean, I know Robbie always told me, I always have bass in the brain. But, man, nothing like watching, you know, a big brown thing come out and try to eat, you know, a big plastic lure in the middle of November. It's pretty epic.
No doubt about it. Captain Benny Florentino, thanks for joining us this morning. Coastal Charters, once again, contact website. If we want to go fishing with you, like me, I might call you this afternoon.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking the same thing.
Contact info. One, you can see me at Angler's Marine today from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'll be there all day, but you can reach me at fishcoastalcharters.com. To book and look at some of the photos and a couple of videos. And then you can reach me at 310-779-0397. You know the drill. Text, call, and I'll be glad to return your call and answer any questions about Shimano product, fishing in general, how the conditions are, et cetera. You know, Pete, I appreciate the time. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, all right, Benny. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Benny. Thanks a lot for
the
time.
Oh, you too, guys. Appreciate it.
Very good. Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning, Pete. Rick, I just thought I'd give you a call there. Jonathan having an excellent, excellent trip so far. He just got there yesterday morning, first day at the island. Excellent fishing, fish all over 80 pounds. Largest one, 150. Oh, the next one down was 133.
Oh.
Just a great day of fishing. So,
man, that's
just
great.
Thought I'd pass that on for those people that haven't booked a trip yet. Over.
And this is co-sponsored by our friend Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial. I know Rick's on the boat, and, oh, boy, is he having a time.
No
huh?
doubt.
I'm sure he's having a great time, okay?
Yeah, fantastic. So is this November time frame typically when the big ones come out to play compared to, like, summertime at Guadalupe Island?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily say that's true. November definitely brings on bigger fish. And, you know, there for a few weeks it was pretty scratchy, but right now it's back on the bite. Last year and the year before, November, December, even into January, all the way to January 30th was excellent fishing. And, you know, right now I think we've got a couple openings on the Shogun in December. There might be one after Thanksgiving. And then there's some openings on a couple trips in the first 2 weeks of January. So anybody want a book, all they have to do is call Shogun Royal Player Sport Fishing at 619-226-8030, or they can book online, Pete.
Now, I can't believe that we actually have a few spots left on our 2017 November 4th, 6th day on the Shogun that I am already looking forward to. I mean, I can't believe there's still spots left, Frank.
Well, I'm surprised there is too, Pete, because a lot of those trips are full already. But there's still scattered openings, and I know I have some openings on Royal Polaris in November next year on six-day trips. But, you know, our folks are going to get to them. I'm sure they'll wake up and realize that that's amazing fishing and get on the bandwagon. Over.
Get on it. Yeah. Captain Frank Lopresti, that's great to hear, and good to hear that the guys will be eating yellowfin tuna for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, they will. They'll have all they want.
Yeah.
All right, Pete.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks for the call this morning, Frank.
Well, as you can hear, we just got a fun show. Like Pete said, it's going to be fun. It's going to be your questions, your calls, your comments. We're going to be talking about trips and gear and tackle and the whole nine. And if you want to join us this morning on a unique show, we would love to hear from you. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. If you've been thinking about calling, what a day to do it today. Heard us talk about them for a lot of years on Let's Talk Hookup. Absolutely no question. The very best pair of sunglasses on the water are Maui Jims. Hands down, no doubt. If you're a fisherman, that's the pair of glasses to have. And today,
once you go Maui Jim, you never go back.
You won't. They're the very, very best. Best quality, best style, the best warranty. I mean, if you ever have problems with them, the guys are so easy to deal with. And today, at the end of the show, we're giving away a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So literally, all you got to do, call into the show, ask a question, tell a story. You want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. One lucky caller is going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Stingray in a tortoiseshell frame, a really nice pair. The Maui Jims. It's got the HCL bronze lens, which I know is Benny Florentino's favorite lens, a great lens, and a really nice frame from Maui Jim. So a really, really killer, you know, a couple $100 pair of Maui Jims, a really, really nice one. So somebody is going to be stoked. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning those Maui Jims or your chance to talk to Pete or myself, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot graphite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, having a good time talking fishing here with you. As I said, our scheduled guest was Captain Russ Braswell from the Shogun. He had a family emergency, sadly, that he had to attend to. So we'll get Russ back here
and
talk about all that great time stuff in Shogun and what a great operation they run. He and Aaron Barnhill on the Shogun, and sounds like really good fishing.
Dude, literally, you are not kidding.
It sounded like there was a little, right after our trip, we had a really good trip.
you right did, yeah. You guys kind of had the last of the crazy good ones.
It kind of went a little south. But
from crazy good to just good.
Yeah, to just pretty darn good. And, you know, and then now it sounds like it's back on.
It was like Guadalupe turned back into Guadalupe, where you really had to fish for them. But when you hooked one, it was a really nice one.
Maybe Harold Davis shut the bite down.
That makes some sense, dude. That definitely makes some sense, for sure. That makes a lot of sense.
That could have been it.
I like your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Or it could have been that supermoon. That supermoon messed everything up, I think. So, but it didn't mess that local bluefin up.
Whatever it was, it's... seems like it's back and biting again. Yeah. You know, that was the thing that we were talking about. The Guadalupe fishing was on such a crazy pace that just getting close to normal felt like it was slow. It was never slow. I mean, it was pick fishing for sure, but that's what Guadalupe always has been.
It's, you know, angling.
Yes.
And that's what's so cool about it.
Exactly. It's always been a trophy island. You know, you don't necessarily go down there and just whack them, but every one you hook is a good one, and there's biting fish. The grade's really nice. You got to... you know, it's one of those islands where you really needed to pick and choose the tackle that you chose to fish with. You can either fish light gear, which is, you know, going to increase your chances of getting a bite, but now you're trying to catch trophy fish on light gear with sharks, and a lot of them get picked off. Or you stay with heavy gear, and you keep running through baits until you get a bait that swims on heavy gear, and then when you hook a fish, you have a much better odds of landing it. And like, you earn everyone from Guadalupe.
Well, what's so cool is our buddy Henry from the Everingham Brothers is on this trip.
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
right.
I'm so happy for
Henry. Yeah, totally. Good call.
Yeah, Henry's such a cool guy. He's the guy that scoops your bait at the Everingham Brothers there, and he got an opportunity to get on this trip, and he was
that's
so
right. Yeah,
he
I talked
so
to him morning of.
About fishing. So
that's
happy
cool.
for Henry there. Hey, speaking of trips, one of the things we're going to do today is run through our Let's Talk Hookup trips, and we're going to take in little segments here. So we're going to start off, of course, Rock Cod Rick leaves Monday the 28th on the Royal Star 12-15 day, and are you excited for that?
Excited doesn't even begin to describe what we are for that trip. Yeah.
It's Captain Tim Ekstrom's at the helm, right?
Tim's running the boat. We got Blake and Paul and Ryan and Diego, just like the boys. It's going to be such a fun trip. That one is always an awesome trip because we have such a good group, a core group of returning guys every year. It's, you know, it's probably like the same 70% and then always 30% of new faces and lots of fun. And, man, you talk about another one of those trips that just year after year after year has just been, I mean, that
awesome.
Something about that time of year, that phase of the moon, that length of trip, you know, the options. I know when Tim was on last time, we kind of talked about how this trip has morphed into what it is over several years of, you know, this Let's Talk Hookup after Thanksgiving Day trip has been going on for like 15 years now, and it has just morphed into what we feel is the best opportunity to take advantage of big fish in all of the different big fish locations, but also capitalized on minimal time away from work.
Yeah, and the cool thing is you arrive back in Cabo on December 10th, which happens to be the day we'll be broadcasting live in Cabo at the Pueblo Bonito Blanco with the Sport Fishing Association of California. You guys literally get off the boat. You and Tim step up to the microphones and
so cool.
broadcast live right there in Cabo. So not only will we have a fresh report from your trip on that trip, we'll be talking about all the things that are happening down in Cabo on Saturday, December 10th. That's a really cool deal. That trip sold out.
Sold out.
You missed out your chance.
Oh, yeah. Now that one's been sold out.
So the following trip, the next trip on our list, if you go to our trips page, hookup1090.com, and you check out, you just click on trips, lists all these trips we're going to talk about. The next one is one I'm very excited about, January 15th on the Journeyman. If you want to catch a big tuna and you only have a short time,
yes,
this is the one to do.
No doubt.
Journeyman Sport Fishing, the ultimate sport fishing boat anywhere.
Period.
That you can get on. I mean, I don't care. Captain Russell O'Neill and Robert, the owner, meticulously maintain this boat. It is absolutely dialed in. All the tackle. You take nonstop flight from L.A. or San Diego on Alaska Airlines right into Puerto Vallarta. Russell picks you up at the airport on Sunday. We get on the boat, and we go fishing. We fish Monday and Tuesday, and then we're back Wednesday morning. You get on a plane, head home, or you spend an extra day or two in beautiful Puerto Vallarta. Right there at where they dock at Nuevo Vallarta, there's a beautiful hotel. They'll get you a room for like $80 a night or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Huge resort, killer beach right there if you do stay in town, and food, and everything's real easy. Easy town to get around in, too, if you want to go cruise around.
Yeah.
You know, when we went last year, we didn't know anything about it, and just super, super easy. I dig that trip.
But the thing is, one spot left on that trip. We're only taking six, myself plus five of you. One spot left on that trip. So you want to go, you better jump on it. So that $1,875 price includes your airport transfer, your 2.5 days, all your food, all your tackle.
Yes.
Normally they charge a couple $100 for tackle if you don't bring your own, and their tackle is better than mine, so I don't even bring anything.
I can assure you that, because most of it came out of our tackle store. I mean, we're talking custom rods, I mean, the highest end, brand new pens, brand new Shimano's, brand new everything. I mean, the gear is just so dialed, custom-made wind-ons, and I mean, everything, jigs, hooks, sinkers, fluorocarbon, the whole nine.
Yeah, you bet. So if you want to give somebody the ultimate Christmas gift, there it is right there. One spot left
on the
Journeyman to go fishing with me in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I'm the ultimate sport fisher, Journeyman Sport Fishing. And check all the contact information is on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. Then the next trip, Sunday, March 12th, Ricky goes on the 3.5-day Journeyman trip. Basically the same trip, but you get an extra day of fishing, which is really amazing. And that's just an awesome operation.
For the
mid-March, right between the two Fred Hall shows, and again, all tackle included.
For those that don't know, too, or you haven't been on their website, the Journeyman, the boat itself, like Pete was saying, it's the perfect fishing platform. It's like it's the perfect cross between a long-range style sport fisher and a yacht. You know, I mean, it is very luxurious.
Oh,
absolutely.
Cool. Yeah.
Absolutely luxurious yacht style accommodations, but full walk arounds, giant cockpits, giant rails. I mean, it's just like you would be long range fishing, but with five of your buddies. It's a huge bait capacity all the way around the boat, all the fish finding equipment like you would find on, you know, on any major long range sport fisher, sonars and gyros and the whole nine. It is such a sick ride.
So jump on that. There's only, I believe, three spots left on that trip in March. So if you want to go fishing with Rock Cod Rick on the 3.5-day Journeyman, you better jump on that one, too, ASAP. Then the next trip after that, Sunday, April 30th to May the 6th, the Tony Reyes Sea Cortez trip. I know there's only a handful or less of spots on that. I don't understand how Tom keeps that price.
I know, it's crazy.
$1,295 for a six-day trip down there.
All-inclusive.
All-inclusive except for getting down to San Felipe.
Sure.
Yeah, even include your beer.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, some guys can drink 1,200.
Ryan.
Beer,
Ryan is one of those guys. Okay, Ryan can make that happen, no problem.
It's going to be hosted by Tommy P on that trip, and that's an ultimate trip. So if you want to go on that Tony Reyes trip, you better jump on that.
I'll say this, too. All of the trips that we do are hand-picked times, dates, things like that. And one of the big things about that Tony Reyes trip, all those times at Tony Reyes are good, and they are. And you know how Baja is. Baja is great for everything. That is earlier in the season, which tends to, the yellowtail fishing is great all the time, and so is the Cabrilla, don't get me wrong, it's great all the time. The earlier season trips tend to have really good Cabrilla fishing to go along with the really good yellowtail.
And great weather.
Exactly.
Yeah so jump on that, you call a Longfin and Orange, all the contact information is right there, and you can see that. Now, before we talk about Christmas Island, which is a few down the list there. Let's go ahead and find out what's biting in the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour.
You got it. Well, today that report sponsored in part by TerraFin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using TerraFin. And now with TerraFin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check TerraFin.com for more information. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Castman.
Ricky, buenos dias. Pedro, buenos dias.
Castman, so before we jump in the report, we're talking about all our trips on our website, hookup1090.com, and, of course, Christmas Island jumping down the list, Tuesday, June 20th to Tuesday, June 27th. What an amazing – I was trying to describe the Christmas Island experience to somebody the other day, and it's just – it's so unusual and so cool, it's just hard to describe.
Unique.
Yeah, you know, picture yourself on a tropical atoll, and
in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, you're one flight a week going in and coming out every Tuesday. It, you know, it flies out and comes back once a week. You get there and you're there, and no stores, no shopping malls, just a beautiful lodge right on the beach, and in the lagoon, so it's just gorgeous in there. And then, of course, then you got the fabulous fishing. Of course, you know, it's known for its bonefish, which is the big draw there. But, you know, a lot of people just don't know about the offshore. And, of course, those GTs that are so exciting to catch on topwater poppers. I mean, it's just the way they explode. It's kind of like a peacock bass in the Amazon, you know, where you're looking at maybe a 15 to 20-pound bass striking the topwater, but you got a 80 to 100-pound fish doing the same.
Yeah.
And the shock factor when they strike, it's quite,
it's shocking.
Like your arms are gonna, feel like your arms are gonna be pulled out, you
and
know.
Then not only that, the snorkeling adventure, adventure around the island, you can scuba dive if you want to, just seeing the island, the birds, the wildlife on the island, the whole experience is beyond comprehension. So if you've it is a bucket list type of
it
thing.
Is.
If you've never been, you have to go. It's such a great opportunity and a great deal, too. You know, the only thing that kind of gets difficult is that airfare, but that's even and it's a 737 that flies right in there. So it's a big plane, and it's not like you have to go on a little puddle jumper. It's a three-hour flight from Honolulu. Very, very simple. How many spots left on that, Cass?
Like counted yesterday, we have four spots left. So if anybody wants to join that, give me a call.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a fabulous, fabulous trip. And, you know, the offshore fishery in there for the tuna, for the wahoo, is incredible. We've had tuna up over, you know, 225 pounds taken on these trips. And always a lot of tuna, always a lot of wahoo, and fairly close to the beach. I'd say sometimes we're into the fish 200 yards off the beach.
It's
we're
crazy.
Into the tuna and the wahoo. Just
Cass,
so
I'm calling it this year. This is the year you get your doggy at Christmas Island. This is the year that it happens.
They're there, Ricky. I've got some heavy butterflies, and you got to get down to that 400-foot level with the current. It makes it tough, but I got our man Ken Ross.
Exactly.
Ah, Kenny'll get him.
Ken's going to break the code.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, you know, Kenny has got the passion for that doggy like I do, and of course I was able to get mine in Vanuatu, but we've got to get one in Christmas Island, and you know, they're there.
I no doubt.
Got to put the time in.
Yeah. So, Cass, tell us what's going on in Baja.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Let's start off with the so-so fishery. Ixtapa Zihuatanejo just coming into their main fishing season. They're going to fish strong all the way through the latter part of fall, winter, and spring. The sails are there. They're fishing out about 10 miles is the blue water. They've been getting a few tuna, a few Dorado, but that's starting now. And, of course, the roosters are always there during the year along those beaches. And Cancun, here is another great winter fishing destination. You know, they're getting sails down there. They're getting those Atlantic Barracuda and King Mackerel. That's going to fish strong now through April, June. But the hot spot is San Jose del Cabo. I mean, it's on fire with wahoo. Of course, those big tuna at the Inner Gordo taking on live baits or chunk squid, fish up to, you know, 200, 250 pounds. Wahoo, God, they're getting a lot of wahoo right now. Some boats up to six per day. Nice quality grade, 30 to 45 pounds. Dorado are starting to show again, but, you know, they haven't really come on strong. You know, they've been absent for about the last 2 years. And, you know, slowly, I think as those water cools and we get rid of El Nino, you're going to see those Dorados come back in big numbers. But right now, I'm telling you, San Jose del Cabo and Cabo is on fire. And, God, if, you know, I just got back. If I could take off and go again, I'd do it right now. But I've got too many things on the fire right now. But anyway, Pete, just want to let people know I got two spots, either a single or two guys, for their Pesca Panama trip the end of March. So if anybody wants to get on that Christmas Island trip or Pesca Panama trip or any other trips that we do, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks. Sounds good, Castman. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks for the update there on the Baja and, of course, Christmas Island, too. Very good. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They are packed up, Rip. They want to talk.
You got it, man. How about we start it off with Dennis, who's calling from Linda Vista this morning. Dennis, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm confused. I picked up a reader last night. And I read the Bay Bass Tournament is today. Now, I always thought that was in January. Am I confused on the dates or what?
So
San Diego Anglers.
Yep, no worries, Dennis. So the San Diego Anglers is a fishing club, and part of their fishing club is they put on a fishing tournament every single month for their members. And it's a really cool thing because it's a bunch of club members, a bunch of good guys, some great fishermen, some guys that are just like going for fun. And this weekend is... I believe the tournament is the San Diego Anglers versus the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. And it is a Bay Bass tournament by the San Diego Anglers, but it's just for the two clubs. The big tournament that you're talking about is what they call the OBB, or the Open Bay Bass Tournament, and that's the one that's open to everybody. So there is indeed
that's in
one.
January.
You're right. There is indeed one going on this weekend, but it's just for the members of the two clubs.
Do you have applications for the Open Bay Bass yet?
Not. We have the ones that are going on this weekend, but not the Open. Yeah, they're not open yet.
They'll be in December.
Yeah, I'm sure we can probably get a hold of Dwayne. Maybe I can shoot him a text and get a rough idea when the entries will come out for the big one.
There you go, Dennis. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Captain Jeff DeBoy on the Independence. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
Excellent. How's the fish?
Yeah.
Well, we finished up our first long trip of the season. We left the buffer zone yesterday morning, and I got to say, things look good down there. We elected to start in the buffer zone, and we got down there right on that super moon. I got to say, that moon was... It was giant. They weren't lying on the super thing. That was a giant moon. And so we arrived on the super moon and didn't take long to get something figured out there in the buffer zone. And every day was good fishing. It was 40 to 80 fish days. And pretty good sign of what we call that filler fish, that bread and butter 70 to 120s. That was the bulk of the catch. But I will say there's plenty of that 150 to mid 200, and plenty of that fish around as well. Every day you get a few shots of cows. Some days are better than others. And all around, very good fishing down there. We had two big banner days, and every other day was in the 40s or low 40s there, mid 40s on the fish. Two of those great big giant 80 fish days, and all in all, good sign down there. Good weather, really looks good.
Sounds like the ultimate trip there. I mean, you talk about an okay day at 40 fish. That's a good day most days down there in the buffer zone because it's all quality fish. Hey, Jeff, how's the wahoo fishing?
You know, the wahoo fishing was... you know, we're out off the island drifting around, so we stopped at the rocks on the way down, and we had a nice little afternoon there on the way down. We started the trip off with some really good wahoo fishing, and once we got in the buffer zone, you know, we're out off the island there drifting around. Good bird life jumpers. Man, it really looked good, you know. Very nice catch. Really nice catch on board here.
Awesome, man. How many over two do you think you have?
Probably six.
God, what a trip, Jeff. That's awesome. I can't imagine, like you say, we almost gloss over it, but when you're saying the average fish is 70 to 120 pounds, and you're talking 40 to 80 fish days on those things, your guys must be wiped right now.
You know what? We had one little window. We left the island at 7:30 in the morning, and just as an example, our morning hit, we had 28 fish.
Oh. Jeez.
And only half the guys were fishing. You know, one quick. It starts in the dark. Every morning starts at 4 o'clock out in the ground. The guys with the PL-68s, man, they really kicked them up. They really kicked them up there.
Wow.
So the days start at 4 in the morning, and we had a few nice sundowners. Sundown, I would call them rippers. And, you know, all in all, it was an excellent fishing.
God, that sounds awesome.
That's so cool,
Jeff.
Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Independence, any spots available to go fishing on that beautiful boat?
Yeah, you know, Pete, there's a trip here in January. It's got actually a few spots on it. It's a 16-dayer. And you can get a hold of Judy at 619-226-6006, and she'll be glad to get you rigged up there.
Thanks. Captain Jeff DuBois calling us live from the Independence. Congratulations on your trip, and safe travels home. Appreciate that very much.
What a trip, man. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, December 10th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and his staff, to host a very important live broadcast from Pueblo Benito Rose Resort in Cabo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Cabo San Lucas. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, December 10th, a very special live broadcast from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities,
Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, that didn't take long finding out the information about the San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament. We got Dwayne Padnab from the SD Anglers on the line right now. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning there. Yes, I heard the call, and we're on our way up to Anglers Marina for that bassathon. I turned to Harry. I said, I need to call in and get this thing all squared away here. So, yes, January 21st is the Open Bay Bass Tournament. We're still gathering up our sponsors there before we go to print with our tournament entry form, but it should be out before we head up to El Salto on December the 8th. So let's just say around December the 5th, we should have the application for the Bay Bass Tournament out.
Sweet.
It should be out.
Okay, very good. Right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving. I will be certainly real busy here trying to button everything up between Thanksgiving and December the 5th there.
Yeah, and it's an Open Bay Bass Tournament, and the different divisions, you're going to have the Open Division, and you can fish from a kayak or whatever, right?
That's correct. Two separate tournaments on the same day. We have the kayak tournament. The entry fee for that will be $65, and we have the Open Division there, and that will be $140 for a two-man team.
Very good, Dwayne. All right, and we can find those applications at various tackle stores throughout the San Diego
All
area.
The tackle shops in San Diego County, plus they will be online at sandiegoanglers.com.
All right.
Awesome, Dwayne.
Info, Dwayne. Thanks
a lot. Hey, before, what's that?
Go ahead.
Before I go, I want to add a little something right off the press. I was talking with Mike Lackey with the Vagabond yesterday, and he got his permit to fish Guadalupe Island, so he asked me to get the information out there that he will be putting up a schedule there to go fish Guadalupe. He's got his permit in hand as of yesterday.
Wow,
that's great news.
Mike. That's really good news for Mike and the Vagabond. That's fantastic. All right, Dwayne, good info, and safe travels, and we'll see you very soon for the Open Bay Bass Tournament. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. It's actually packed up right now, but we do have an open phone line on our toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. It's open right now.
All right, let's jump into it.
You got it. How about we talk to Sean calling us from North Park this morning? Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Sean?
First time, second time caller, long time listener.
Right on, Sean. Thanks for joining us.
A little history. I've driven down to Cabo twice and Bahia de Los Angeles once. And I'm going on a trip tomorrow morning about 175 miles south on the west coast. And the shoreline is like, I've seen pictures, it's got like gallon-sized rocks all around, and I'm wondering what's the best rig to bring for some shore fishing around there. Pretty much all I have is an open-faced spinning reel with some 30-pound line on it, and I'm wondering what might be best to look for bait in the area or what kind of leader I might want to have on this.
Lots of great options. I would say if you were going to Baja and you had a spinning reel and you were casting from the beach, I don't think you can beat a crocodile-style spoon. Catches everything down there. They last a long time. It's a metal lure, so it's fairly heavy and that you can cast it a long ways, but they don't sink real fast. So if you're on a shoreline that's got a lot of like big cobble-type stone, it's not going to hang up all that bad. Any type of a hard jerk bait would be another really good call, like those Orca jerk baits we heard Benny talking about, or a Rapala X-Wrap, not the X-Wrap Magnum like we're used to trolling, but just the X-Wrap, the one that doesn't have the real big diving bill that kind of jerks and stays on the surface. I would think any of those would be a good call. any type of leadhead and swim bait gets bit really well in Baja. The problem is they really get bit in Baja, and yeah. you go through a lot of plastic real fast. Fish. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, of course, surface iron.
Really good call. Absolutely.
Iron. Yeah, yeah.
Caddy 45, Sal 7X. Wax wings work really good. If you're in an area that's got cabrilla and things like that, that pink and white wax wing is a really, really good cabrilla lure. It stays high on the surface, but it swims real good. You can swim it real fast, which usually gets good bites from cabrillas.
And it's so much fun fishing with wax wing. You get those explosive bites.
Totally.
Yeah. Hey, hope that helps you out. Have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
For 5 decades, Lee Palms Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3850. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com. Alaska.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.